Mark, is the internet Pandora's box, and have we unleashed chaos into the world?
It may be, Dave, and if so, it's just part of a larger story, I think. Many systems, which are complex and stable at the same time, open themselves up to all kinds of attack and use which nobody planned on.
Well, it's sort of the perils of unintended consequences, isn't it?
It really is. I guess if you study complex systems, you learn that these things are really natural, but they often become so burdensome that they destroy the whole system.
Well, I just look at our online world today, and so many things are convenient and easy. You can go shopping, do your banking, but that also opens the doors to a lot of problems.
It does. So if you go back to that idea of being complicated and being stable at the same time, that's the internet. That's ID theft. That's all about e-commerce. You have to provide a system which is stable and reliable, trustworthy, but it has to be kind of complicated to process credit cards and move a lot of money around. And the result of those two attributes together is that it attracts a whole host of interested parties who don't mean you well.
Well, we're seeing a lot of reports of those parties that don't mean well. Recently, we heard about the New York Times being infiltrated by hackers, apparently from China, and then other major media organizations piped in and said, yes, our systems were compromised as well. The military is working on that. I mean, the U.S. Cyber Command is trying to quintuple its force. There is a lot of chaos out there.
There is. I think you could legitimately ask whether the whole project of building out the internet and all the things that we're connecting to it, as exciting as that is, and as much as I'm in favor of it, if it isn't also building our own demise, in a sense, at the same time.
Well, how do we protect ourselves from ourselves? Because, we are building this huge, complex system that is full of unintended consequences.
The only way out of this conundrum that I can see is that you have to change one of those two attributes. You either have to become simple instead of complex, or you have to become more changeable instead of being stable. And it's probably easier to do the latter.
For example?
Well, for example, if we were constantly inventing new dynamic forms of the internet, it would be very hard for hackers to stay up with it. And that would be intelligent. So instead of just laying it out there and letting people go after it, and having kind of localized protection, we probably ought to have the whole net changing how it works on a fairly regular basis. That sounds difficult, but difficult is better than failure.
On the other hand, there are a lot of people who get really cranky when a new version of Windows comes out. So,
well, that's true, and that's why Microsoft still honors compatibility backwards, and that's why we have so many attacks. So we're going to have to live with more change, I think, if we're going to have systems which are more protected.
So more change is the way to defend from all this chaos, but that also sounds like it's going to make things more complex.
Exactly. We're going to trade one for the other. The bright side of this to me is that those groups and people which are inventing things will be relatively free from this problem because they're going to be changing the game all the time. It's those who try to rest on their laurels and collect rents and royalties who will be in trouble.
Thanks, Mark. Mark Anderson publishes Strategic News Service, a newsletter for the computing and telecommunications industries at stratnews.com. He spoke with me through the internet from his office in the San Juan Islands. You can download our monthly conversations on the digital future at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.